Welcome to The B Word, the podcast for women in real estate who want to unlock the clarity needed to put your big girl panties on and rock your career like the true boss you are. I'm Joanne Bolt, your host, and together we'll dive into the things your broker doesn't teach you in order to own your own path, disown the things getting in the way to finding your place, and stop apologizing for the obstacles you had to overcome along the way. If you're ready to stop playing small and take action in your professional life, this is the place for you. Hey guys, can we take a second and talk about vacation? Because Memorial Day weekend just ended and summer has officially begun. Now, I don't know how you spent your Memorial Day weekend, but I personally spent it with my family in Disneyland, or Disney World, actually, in Florida. We did Disneyland last fall. It was amazing. Spending time with the kids, letting them run around the parks. I would, you know, go around the parks with them most of the time. Sometimes because of their age, I'd let them do a few things by themselves and then just, you know, meet up with me and my husband afterwards. But the key thing here is understanding that vacation is essential to your self-health, your mental well-being, and quite frankly, taking a break from business. The point I really want to make is, are you actually scheduling vacation into your calendar? Here's the important thing to know. If you are a newer agent and you are sitting here thinking, Joanne, I've got to be available for the clients. I have to. I can't afford to take vacation, not only because I don't have a cash flow, but what if they need me during that time? Let me give you my biggest tip of knowing when to schedule your vacation. It's the second to third week of July. And here is why. You just closed in June all of your May business, right? So the end of May, you close your May business. As agents, we tend to close things toward the end of the month. So in July, you will have just also closed your June business. Everything that last week of June, you will have closed out. You don't want to go on vacation, actually, the 4th of July weekend. I don't recommend that. That's our temptation. Don't do it. And here's why. If one of your closings at the end of June has to push into the beginning of July because of lending issues or title issues or whatnot, everyone panics because the banks close on the 4th of July and so do the closing attorneys or title officers. So if you're out of town and your party, your clients are panicking, you're not really servicing them to the best of your ability. So you kind of want to leave that first week, you know, blank. Every contract you wrote during the month of June, you're probably planning on closing it the last weekend of July or the last week of July, right? So the second and third week are pretty clear, and you don't have to stress and panic that all of your clients are suddenly going to go want to look at houses or put their houses on the market during that time. Because here's the reality. Most of them are going on vacation in July as well. What I have found through the years, especially as a mom, is in July, we have decompressed from the school year. We've spent the first week of summer with our kiddos at home, and all of a sudden, that is when the beach vacations happen. The trips to Disney World for a lot of people happen. The camps for the kids are happening. And so your clients are more willing to not need you during the week you're on vacation. They're more willing to accommodate you basically because they themselves are spending some time, you know, unwinding and enjoying summer. They're also panicking because school is going to start in August. And so suddenly they feel that they want to spend some more time with their kids and their families. And so July just tends to be one of those times where everyone slows down for just a little bit before it cranks back up at the end of August in early September. Because man, that's fall in the real estate world. I'll tell you, that's when half the relocation business occurs. So it's really safe for the second and third week of July. That's when you want to plan your vacation, to go ahead and plan it. But oh my God, if you haven't already booked it, please book it. Get it on your calendar. Make an initial down payment or deposit on it. That will keep you accountable to actually going on vacation. And we want you present and out of the business for a couple of days. When you take time to unwind and you actually are present on your vacation, your brain rejuvenates. You get an energy renewal. You avoid some of the burnout that probably just occurred during the spring season in real estate. Because how many of you showed one buyer 55 homes, wrote an offer on 55 homes before you were able to get one under contract. I'm willing to bet it's a lot of you. So we're seeing a lot of burnout right now in the real estate world. And if you don't take that time to rejuvenate your brain and actually be present on your vacation, you know, if you kind of come back from vacation, needing a vacation because you worked the entire time, then you're not doing yourself any good. You're not doing your clients a service because we are burnt out and overwhelmed. We're not fully present with our clients either because we're just kind of done mentally. So make sure when you do take the vacation that you actually take it, you unwind. If you have to check email, because all hell's going to break loose if you don't, set a timer that every morning you're going to do it, maybe before, you know, before the kids wake up. So maybe between 7 and 7:30 in the morning while you're having your first cup of coffee, and set the timer and stick to it. Do not be checking your phone all day long. I promise you, unless they burn down the house, the email can wait. The text messaging can wait. The phone call back to the client can wait, especially if you've prepped them that you are in fact on vacation. It can wait. By the way, here's a pro tip. Don't read your books on your iPhone. Get off your tablets. Unless you're on like a Kindle that's waterproof and you can take it in the pool with you, that's fine. But don't read your books on any device that can also access your email and alert you to when a client, you know, is having a panic attack and needs you. If you need to, go back to taking a freaking paperback with you. So have something in your hand to open and look at. Why? Because it keeps your face out of the screen. Let's get you off the screen. That allows you to enjoy your vacation. If you're away from your phone, you're not tempted to pick it up and answer an email or talk to a client. So here's my question to you and my challenge. If you've already scheduled vacation for July, go ahead and schedule your second time off. You're going to need it in another couple of weeks, months, however often your body needs and your mind needs to re-energize and get back into the business. Go ahead and schedule that now. It can be a girls' weekend. It can be a long weekend with the family. It can be a staycation at home for all I care. As long as when you do a staycation, even if it's one day, you abide by the rules of, I'm not going to check email. I'm going to be present. I'm not going to do the work things. I'm not going to let anything interrupt it. I'm going to take time for me. Because when I take time for me, I'm a better agent for you. What do you guys think? Have you guys gone on vacation yet? Where are you going this year? Drop the comments below. Let me know. I'm really interested because quite frankly, I probably need some ideas on where I'm going to go next. Hey ladies, do me a solid right now and head on over to Apple iTunes and leave a review for the podcast. If you love it, then others need to find it as well. And your reviews really help them to do that. Or maybe you can take a second, hit the share button, and send it to a girlfriend who needs to hear this, who's also in the business. We're all here to help each other. It's all about connections over collaboration. And you helping me out allows me to continue to help you out. Thanks in advance for the review. I look forward to reading it.